Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back, podcast audience, to World High Lie League Recap, where we talk about all things High Lie and a lot more. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with co-host here with me, Rockin' Ray Haluska. And today's recap podcast is the first of the 2023 WJAL season. And today's sponsor, Claro KC, but of course, is World High Lie League. And today's show is presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, or EPRN.us for short. Check out the World High Lie League fan portal at the letter O dash TRIM dot CO forward slash WJAL. That's OTRIM, O dash TRIM dot CO forward slash WJAL. And with that, I want you listeners out there to like, love, and share this podcast on any of the platforms that you hear our voice. And we're going to take a quick break, air some promos, and pay some bills. And Rockin' Ray and Consulting Guy will be right back with WJAL Recap. Stay tuned in right here.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. High Lie H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is High Lie H2H.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch HighLie.com. Live the high life and watch HighLie.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battlecourt High Lie. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to watch HighLie.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battlecourt singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Lie. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at watchhighlie.com.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation. We've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And welcome back,
to the second segment of World Highlight League Recap. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we have a great recap here for you today. We have the start of the 2023 season recap. And I'm going to start off here with the scores, as usual. And we have the scores for Friday, February 3rd at 7 p.m., for Monday, February 6th at 5 p.m., and Tuesday, February 7th at 5 p.m. And on Friday, February 3rd at 7 p.m., we had the Lifestyle Miami Chargers versus the Rabote Renegades. And excuse me if I mispronounce some names. I'm getting used to pronouncing them. And we have in the first match, well, six matches were played. And in the first match, we have Iturbide versus Aratz. And Aratz of the Rabote Renegades pulls off the win in straight set 6-2 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Zuleika and Arondo versus Gauthier and Ben. And Gauthier and Ben of the Rabote Renegades pull off the win in the second and third set 6-2 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Spinner of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers versus Arta. Spinner pulls off the win in split set 6-5 and 6-4. In the fourth match, we have Arondo versus Ben. Ben of the Rabote Renegades pulls off the win 6-3 and 6-3 in straight sets. That was an impressive win there. In the fifth match, we have Iturbide and Spinner versus Gonega and Arta. And Gonega and Arta pull off the win for the Rabote Renegades 6-5 and 6-1 in the second and third sets. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Zuleika and Benny versus Gauthier and Aratz. Gauthier and Aratz pull off the win in the second and third set, 6-5 and 6-3. And that gave the Rabote Renegades the win with a total of 6 points, 6.5 points on the night. And the Chargers are awarded 1 point with Spinner's win. And moving on to Monday, February 6th at 5 p.m., we had the Wall Warriors versus the Cesta Cyclones. And in the first match, we have Bueno and Julen starts off with doubles. Bueno and Julen of the Wall Warriors versus Correa and Bradley. Bueno and Julen pull off the win in split set 6-1 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Nicholas and Emanu. Nicholas pulls off the win in straight set 6-3 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Julen versus Carballo. Julen pulls off the win in the second and third sets 6-4 and 6-0. And in the fourth match, we have Ikeda and Rock of the Wall Warriors versus Flores and Manu of the Cesta Cyclones. Flores and Manu put some points on the board for the Cyclones in straight sets. They pick up, the score was 6-1 and 6-2 in straight sets. And in the fifth match, we have Bueno and Nicholas versus Carballo and Bradley. Bueno and Nicholas pull off the win for the Wall Warriors 6-3 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Ikeda and Rock of the Wall Warriors versus Flores and Manny of the Cesta Cyclones. Flores and Manny pick up the win in straight set 6-2 and 6-3, and the Cyclones are awarded 3 points on the evening, but ultimately the Wall Warriors pick up the win with 5 points. And moving on to the final sets of matches for Tuesday, February 7th at 5 p.m., we have the Dejada Devils, the new team at Magic City, versus Rabote Renegades. And six matches were played. We have in the first match, Douglas and CRB versus Gonega and Ben. Douglas and CRB pick up the win in straight sets 6-3 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Hyro versus Arat, singles match. Hyro picks up the win in the second and third set, 6-3 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Kubala and Arta. Arta picks up the win in split set, 6-1 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have CRB versus Ben. Ben picks up the win in split set, 6-4 and 6-2. In the fifth match, it's a doubles match. We have Hyro and Kubala versus Gonega and Arta. Hyro and Kubala pick up the win for the Dejada Devils, 6-2 and 6-2 in straight sets. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Douglas and Urbieta versus Gocieri and Aratz. Gocieri and Aratz pick up the win for the Rabote Renegades in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-3. And the Renegades wind up with 3.5 points, and the Dejada Devils are the winners with 4 points. And that will do it for this past week's scores. And Rockin' Ray, do you have anything to add here?
It's very hard watching these matches on the phone. I was in Cancun watching a lot of great highlight, Toronto and Dallas. Five players from Miami, six players from Tampa, and the local guys put on a great 3 days of highlight, Lauren Harris Memorial Tournament. But as we head into week two of Battle Court, the standings show the defending champion Renegades on top of the heap with 10 points, Warriors 5, the Devils with their nice showing, 4 points, Cyclones 3 points, and the Miami Chargers, Lifestyle Miami Chargers, only have 1 point. They played a lot of close matches, and Duleika in particular showed he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. He dropped 2 close matches, but he showed a lot of courage for someone that hasn't really played on the court before. It seems after the first week, I'd say Arda has not regained, rediscovered his game back where he's been practicing for most of the last few years as he goes out and pals around with the guys between matches. And, he has a lot of experience on that court that it's probably going to help the Renegades a lot this year. But
Okay.
He played up at Dania and struggled, but now he's back on where he's been playing, because he was an official. But during practice sessions, he'd be out there throwing with the guys. So he kind of knows everybody, and he's going to, I think he's going to be at least competitive every match he plays down there. Friday, just to let folks know, the 7 p.m. Friday matches are open to the public. They've got an in-house contest going on, and you can walk in for free, walk out with money. If they can't do the betting there, that they can do in other sources. So just a chance to win free money without an investment other than getting to the getting there. The Friday match this week will be Cyclones and the Warriors.
Okay.
That's a 5-point team versus a 3-point team. And expect things pretty close. The first, just to let you know who's playing it, match is Manny versus Nicholas. Right now, Nicholas is the favorite, called Bio and Bradley versus Nicholas and Roque. The Carbio team is favored in that match, but I like Nicholas in doubles. I think he's pretty effective, and he gets in a groove. He's like a first baseman back there and fields everything. If you can't catch it, you don't get a chance to throw it. And he gives himself a chance to win every point by being such a great fielder in the backcourt. Correa, yeah, and I. Sure. Second singles match will be Correa and Ikeda. That's looking to BetRivers.com ads. If you live in one of those states where they allow the wagering on these matches, you'll see that Correa is the favorite in that match. No, Correa is the underdog in that match. Sorry, by a pretty big margin. Correa plus 230, Ikeda minus 335. Fourth match, Bradley versus Bueno. Bueno is a heavy favorite in this match at minus 500. These odds can change as money comes in and Bet Rivers makes adjustments. The next is a doubles match, Correa and Manny versus Ikeda and Julian. That's kind of a pick'em match at one minus 117. You won't double your money, but you'll come close with those kinds of odds. And then there's a doubles matchup, Carballo and Manu, who were pretty formidable last year, versus Nicholas and Julian. And the Carballo and Manu are big favorites. Monday, February 13th, the first place Renegades and the Devils meet. And just a reminder, Florida games also start that day. And afterward, they'll be played Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. But that, you know, the Florida games are resuming. Other people have been asking me, and I've been telling them. The lineup for that night has been set. Gokhari of the Renegades versus Douglas. As expected, Gokhari is a big favorite in that game. Next, Gonega and Urbieta. Urbieta is favored in that one. Joseph and Arda will be playing doubles. And versus CRB and Kubala. And Joseph, that's a pick'em match. So neither one of those teams is really standing out in the initial odds set up by Bet Rivers. Gonega and Ben versus Jed and Urbieta. Jed and Urbieta are considered reasonable favorites there. Joseph and Arat versus CRB and Jairo. CRB and Jairo are significant favorites there. And Gocheri and Ben versus Jedden and Douglas. And I didn't scroll down far enough when I did my cut and paste. But I would say an improved Ben and Gocheri would probably be the favorites there. Let me see if I can get to my highlight page on Bet Rivers and confirm that for sure. Now, so I'm scrolling through and doing that. I can tell you already that they have not. Jed and Urbieta are considered the favorites in that match versus Gonega and Ben. So that's good there. They didn't post a lineup yet for Tuesday, so we don't have the Tuesday. You can't tell you what players are playing,
yeah,
but we do know the team.
Yeah,
they make it easy, don't they? And Tuesday, Valentine's Day. See if you can bring home the lobsters and the steak and enjoy them at home with your wife, sweetheart, girlfriend, or both if you're really playing it well. As the Warriors and Chargers will be battling it on the three-sided court. And those matches, Mondays and Tuesdays, start at 5 p.m. Tune in on BetRivers.com, WatchHighlight.com, or ESPN3. If you're really intent on the betting, it's better to try to catch it on Bet Rivers because the other providers are a few seconds behind, which enables no one to have a betting advantage by knowing results before the betting takes place. So the gambling feed always comes out first. And but I tell you, it was even though I couldn't see much of the Friday match on the phone, I could hear it, and Andrew and Stu were really in great form. They you could hear the excitement in their voices as they called. Was it a pretty good night of highlight despite the score? You know, in the end, it doesn't. The wins and losses don't matter. It's the points earned each night, and you know, some of the teams have already played two matches, but you know, the Chargers will only be getting to their second match in these three games. So, you know, they've got plenty of time. It's only the second week of the season, and you know, we'll see how their largely new composed team of three newcomers to Magic City do. And haven't been able to get the fantasy highlight to activate. I thought certain they were talking about it. I sent out a note to my contacts at Magic City to see if they have any updates on for that. Maybe they decided to scrap it at the end. But if you try to get on and you couldn't, you're not the only one that had that difficulty. And just we'll see if we get some answers, and hopefully by next week we can tell you something about Fantasy Highlight this year, because that was a lot of fun, even if you didn't win, and especially if you did. I know about four or five people close to four or five people that did pretty good. You know, they collected a win, and you know, against 130 players to come out on top is something anyone that pulls off even once can be really happy about. So we'll see if we get something on for you there. But yeah, BetRivers.com, your home for wagering on Battle Court Highlight in the selected states where it's offered. And I'll try to get that updated list of states, but I know Pennsylvania is one because that's where I'm from. Not available yet in Florida where it's played. But they do give you the chance to show up and win some free money online. And we'll see what options we have next week for folks. That's all I have got for you this week, Garland. So you can wrap this one up, and we'll talk more Highline next week.
All right. Well, yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, definitely like the crowd that I saw out there on this past Friday evening. So definitely, if you're in the Miami area, head on out to Magic City and watch the Friday night Highlight event for World Highlight League. And that'll do it. It's been me and Rockin' Ray here with you, giving you the World Highlight League recap. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highline, America's new super sport.